Shalom everyone, as we prepare for Shabbos Parshas Va'era. This morning, as I was being mavisedra a little bit, I looked at the Seder HaPsukim after the first incident of the Parsha. We have the families of Reuven, Shimon, and Levi in order to get to the Yichus of Moshe and Aaron. And then the Torah declares, "Who Aaron and Moshe, Shomer Hashem, Lohem, Oitzios and Yisrael, Meiretz Mitzrayim, Alzivaisam." Here it puts Aaron before Moshe. Rashi tells you that someplace one is first, some the other one is first, to tell you Shkulim Hem, that they're equal. Okay? So it seems that the Tachlis of the Yichus of Moshe and Aaron included to tell us that they're equal. Then, after Shlishi, we have Tufsukim, a whole parasha of Tufsukim. Moshe says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, "Hein Ari, Alos of Hasayin." Again, he's asking that Aaron should be the spokesman, not him. You would think after 7 days at the snare, he would have realized that the Rabbanu Shalom Kaviyachol made up his mind already. But no, he's asking for it again. And then, in the next parasha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu answers, and he says, "Aaron Achicha Yihyeh Nevi'echa." Aaron Achicha will be your Navi. Posh Pshad in Navi. Rashi says, you're Metargonim. But here it is, we have, number one, the Torah is telling you Moshe and Aaron together, Shkulim Haim, in whatever way they were equal. And Moshe Rabbeinu again insisting he not go out alone, that he's someone with him. And the Rebbeinu Shem saying, "Aaron Yihyeh Nevi'echa." Why is the Torah recording all this? Rabbi Yaakov writes about Tanakh, the following klal gadol for Tanakh, and it's something that a person can miss easily. There were malachim, there were kings, starting from Shaul, and then, of course, David, Shlomai, and the splitting of the malachos. There were kings by Klal Yisrael. The idea of a king is not unusual. In the world, there have been countries with kings. And certainly in those days, countries had kings. Except for Yaakov, no king was king alone. It's not good. And as the world says, power corrupts. And absolute power corrupts absolutely. It's human nature that when a person has too much power, it's not healthy for him. Now, Moshe Rabbeinu was Moshe Rabbeinu. Don't get me wrong. Moshe Rabbeinu was no way had a mashu of any type of corruption. But nevertheless, the Torah is setting up, is teaching us how Moshe Rabbeinu set up a sort the idea of a manig in Klal Yisrael. Rabbi Yaakov says that in Tanakh, every melech had his navi. In other words, the idea of, like the Gemara says, in Gittin Torah, the Gedula B'Mokim Echad, was rare, that the leadership in all areas was in one place. So that even though, for example, Shaul was the melech, Shmuel was the leader, mitzad being the navi. Even though David was the melech, Moshe was the leader, mitzvah being the navi, and so on. Every melech had a navi that shared with him the responsibilities of leading Klal Yisrael. That's what we find, for example, by Achav and Eliyahu, the interaction. You think someone like Achav and Eliyahu, you go to Beis Medrash. No, but it was accepted that Klal Yisrael didn't have an absolute monarch, didn't have a ruler that was an absolute ruler. And there was always someone with him. And that's a lesson in Nach. If we understand that there's such a value, we can see that the Torah here, as Moshe Rabbeinu sets out to lead Klal Yisrael with the Makkos and take him out of Mitzrayim, the Torah stresses that it was Aaron the Moshe. Malam is just cool and hang. Now, we all know that Moshe Rabbeinu is greater than Aaron. But in some aspect of leadership, there was cool and hang. Each one had his own aspect of leading Klal Yisrael. And Moshe Rabbeinu insisted. And the Torah uses the language, Aaron Achein Yeh Nevi'echa, the language used by Melech and Navi throughout the generation. So the lesson here, it's a lesson in leadership in general, and a lesson in Nach, that Kachi Darkei Shel Klal Yisrael, no absolute monarchy, no absolute king who does what he wants. The king was always subject to the Navi, of course. There were kings that were Rishonim and tried to seize power to themselves. But that's not the derech. That's not the derech of leadership in Klal Yisrael. The Torah shtels avek. It sets up right away. It's not healthy for a person to be in charge of himself totally. It's very healthy for a person to feel that there's somebody else who's looking over his shoulder. And that's why in a home, although we all know that the ultimate authority in a house is the wife, but the women allow the men to feel kilu shkulenheim, as if there are two leaders in the house, there are two people making decisions in the house. It's not healthy to have one person. And when one person feels that he is the one that should make the decisions without a melamed shkulenheim, it leads to a corrupted idea. A person is corrupted in the sense that he thinks all his ideas are right. And that's the lesson with which Parshas Va'era actually begins. Let's move on to a second thought regarding Moshe Rabbeinu. We know there are seven spheres. We, most of us, know this from Shavuos, that there's Chesed, Gevurah, Tiferes Netzach Chayid, Yisayid HaMalchus, the seven spheres, whatever they mean precisely. And the seven Ishbizim, the seven leaders of Klal Yisrael, the Sheva Royim of Klal Yisrael, correspond to the seven Midas. So that Avram is Chesed, well-known. And Yitzchak is Gevurah, well-known. And Yaakov is Tiferes, or Emes, well-known. And Moshe Rabbeinu is Netzach, not well-known. For some reason, the well-known ends after the Avais, Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, Chesed, who doesn't know that Avram Avinu is the Amayra Chesed, and Yitzchak is Gevurah, the Pachad Yitzchak, and Yaakov is Tikkun Emes for Yaakov. We all know that. The Netzach of Moshe is not well-known. So let me talk a minute about what it means. What does Netzach mean? In Lashon HaKodesh, every word has one meaning. It's not really a word with two meanings. And the word Netzach really appears to have two meanings. Lunatzeach is a verb. Lunatzeach means to be victorious. There's another use. Lunatzeach Netzachim, for eternity. Something that's forever. That seems to be a totally separate word from the word Netzach. Moshe Rabbeinu brings the two together. There are times where a person fights his Yetzirah. And the expression we use is a man is mizgaber ala Yetzirah. He strengthens himself, he has Gevurah. He strengthens himself, he's tempted by something. He strengthens himself and resists the temptation. That's really Gevurah, that's Yitzchak, that's the Midah of discipline. Disciplining yourself, a constant battle. Moshe Rabbeinu was something else. Moshe Rabbeinu was charged with creating Klal Yisrael. What Moshe Rabbeinu did was forever. It was the Netzach Netzachim. He created a Klal Yisrael, the fortress of the Jews in Mitzrayim that couldn't handle it. They were excluded. There are times you struggle with the Yetzirah. A person has a hard time getting up to davening in the morning. It's a struggle. One day he has a Gevurah and one day he doesn't. There's a Midah of Netzachim. What is Lunatzeach? Lunatzeach means to put it behind you. To get to a point where you can get up in the morning. To get to a point where it's not a test to you anymore. To get to a point where it's not a temptation. Now you have new Yetzirahs. You have other ideas. You get to shul and you have the Yetzirah to not answer. I mean, probably not say the words probably. It's a new temptation. But in the battle with the Yetzirah, there's a midah of nitzuach, of winning. Nitzuach means a nitzchias, a permanent. Now, of course, nothing's permanent. A person can have new temptations tomorrow. But b'asher u'sham, at the place where you are, you're mizgaber. It becomes to you such a silly thing. For example, there are people who have the silly yetzer of getting angry. They raise their voice, their faces turn red, and they say things. Of course, it's a babyish thing to do, and it's a nonsensical thing to do. Why would a person raise his voice and get angry? It doesn't do anything to him but raise his blood pressure. Nobody listens to you more because you get angry. No one respects you more because you get angry. Ain't no such thing. So what is it? It's a certain childishness that people have, that they want their way. Like a two-year-old. A two-year-old gets angry because, you know, they call it a terrible tooth. Now, some people never got past it. The Midah Mitzachin is where a person says, he looks himself in the mirror, he says, me? What am I doing to myself? What am I creating? What am I destroying in myself? You know, this is me? To be the cast? And it becomes such an absurdity to him that never again, it's not going to happen again. That's the Midah of Nitzachin. Moshe Rabbeinu taught Klal Yisrael that there's such a thing. You can put your past behind you. The whole struggle of 40 years in the Midbar was that Klal Yisrael should stop saying, Zachanu Esadoga Shachanu B'Mitzrayim. Put it behind you. Put it behind you. Baruch Hashem, it never happened. They entered Eretz Yisrael. They wouldn't need this Yainis. Never. Oh, we should have stayed in Egypt. Moshe Rabbeinu is the Midah of Nitzachim. L'netzach, a victory, a permanent victory. And Moshe Rabbeinu accomplished that. It's unique. Everybody else in their generation, you know, people who destroyed Avodah Zarah, and then a different Melech came, and Avodah Zarah came back. But what Moshe Rabbeinu did was to create a Nitzchis in Klal Yisrael, and that's why he's Moshe Rabbeinu. He is forever the teacher of Klal Yisrael, because what he did is a foreverness. For us too, we strive for chesed, to be balei chesed, gevurah, discipline ourselves, we always try. The emes of Yaakov is the goal of everyone. The next goal is the netzach of Moshe Rabbeinu, to pinpoint some yetzahara that a person has and be able to put it behind him and be able to say, this is lower than my Yekudas HaBechira. It's such a low thing. It's like walking past McDonald's. I have no interest in going into McDonald's. The same thing, it comes an opportunity for anger. I have no interest in it. It's behind me. I'm not a child. And that is the idea of the Midah of Netzach. It's a Nitzurach, a victory that has Nitzchias in it, that has a permanence in it. What a goal. Why is it not well advertised? Why people don't hear of it? Because we struggle to Dimasrech and Chesed and Gevurah and Nemes. But still, let's try to grab on to Midah that's la'ela, la'ela, the Midah of Netzach, and be able to be Menatzeach in some area of our Avodas Hashem. And with these two absolutely wonderful thoughts, we head into Shabbos Kodesh, Parshas Va'era, into the month of Shvat, the month of renewal, and we hope that we'll renew ourselves in Avodas Hashem, Achinam Yisrael Shabbat Yisrael, so a renewed hope for a better future. It's such a frightening time. HaKadosh Baruch Hu grant that it become a time of Rachamei Shemayim, of Rachamim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu smiles upon us and with Zaycha to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu in that glow of the Avas Hashem. A good Shabbos to one and all.